We are heading to the Thunder Line, and it's a pleasure to once again say welcome to Thunder Country to this guy. Last time we had a chance to talk, it was a little over a year ago. It was July of last year, and he joined us at our broadcast tent at Bethelwood Center for the Arts just ahead of his performance with Big and Rich, and I had the pleasure of actually being on stage at Bethelwoods and introducing this guy. Thunderheads, once again, please welcome James Otto. Good morning, James.
Hey, how are you, man?
We are doing well. Been looking so forward to getting a chance to talk to you. Coming to the Chance this Friday evening, and our Thunderheads looking forward to a great show. You know, we had mentioned the last time we talked to you was last summer in July at Bethelwoods, and a lot has happened in your life since then. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, man, it's been a crazy last year, year plus, seems like now. And I've had, you know, my wife had our first little baby. We got a little girl now, and just all kinds of stuff that's going on, man.
Yeah, and that, we congratulated you when we sat with you last year about the song of the year. In color. And this year, congratulating you for your baby girl.
Yeah, little Ava. And James, let me tell you, us girls, we're a little trouble. So I know she'll be a good girl for a while, but you watch out, okay?
And now, James,
you know, she's already enough trouble for me. I don't know.
All right, James, I've got to tell you something, okay? First of all, I've got a problem with Jimmy Wayne. When he came up here, the women realized that, well, they think he has more whoopability than I do. Of course, when you were here last year, when Mike and Lou Monteleone said that they wanted to have their own group, Small and Poor, you said you and I were going to do Bigger and Richer.
But
Semirano was ready to hop on tour with you, and she was all disappointed when she heard about your family situation.
just got started loving you, turned into a brand new baby, so...
Well, congratulations.
Our brood.
I am happy for you.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out why every morning this summer when I came in, Groovy Little Summer Song was ready to play. I couldn't figure out why. Hey, tell us about the new project, about the new CD, and in particular about the new single. Thunderheads got to hear that probably when it was just released, and especially with what was going on, and we always say thank you to those who serve us.
Well, my new album's called Shake What God Gave You, and a lot of the record is fun, soulful, sexy songs like Just Got Started Loving You, and there's an occasional somber moment here and there, and Soldiers and Jesus is one of those. And as the son of a drill sergeant and the grandson of a Korean War vet, and being a Navy vet myself, I've grown up and been raised with a great appreciation for our men and women who served this country. And, this song, basically what it says is there's only two people that have ever offered to die for you, and those two people are soldiers and Jesus. And I believe that that's true. You know, there's a lot of parallels that can be drawn. You know, these men and women that serve us these days, it's an all-volunteer force, so they really are doing this job that nobody else wants to do out of the goodness of their hearts, and they are offering to die for you if necessary, and I think that that's something that should be honored.
Oh, indeed, and I don't think we can ever honor or say thank you enough, and it was a great parallel that you're drawing with that song, and again, we're getting a great response from our Thunderheads. So we appreciate you putting out something so thoughtful and indeed so inspiring.
Well, thank you so much, man. I feel like it's the best song I've written since In Color. I keep getting back from people, thank you and great praise for a song like that. And the truth is that this is my praise for my personal heroes. And the fact that other people feel the same way is just an awesome thing.
That is great. Now, we have to say thank you from our Thunderheads. A lot of our lucky Thunderheads were able to win your new CD before they could buy it. And I tell you, the Thunderlines went nuts when we were giving them away. So they were definitely coveted, here in Thunder Country. And again, it goes back to you with your career. But you put a mark on a lot of Thunderheads' hearts when you were here with Big and Rich last year at Bethelwood Center for the Arts. and you put on a phenomenal performance.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming back, man. This is going to be a fun show, and this is a chance for us to really stretch out and play a full set. And I got a great band, the guys that I'm really proud of, and we've spent a couple years on the road and have another year under our belt since the last time we saw y'all. So hopefully we'll have some new and fun surprises and a great show that everybody will enjoy.
Well, leading up to Friday night at the Chance in Poughkeepsie, where have you been on the road over the past few months?
Oh, man, I've been everywhere. You know, I spent all summer long on tour with Toby Keith and Trace Adkins on that American Ride tour,
yeah,
which was just awesome, man. And that has basically took up my whole summer. And we literally were in, I think, a different state every single day. It was something that, being out touring like that is just a cool thing, because you get to see a lot of the country in a short amount of time. And since then, I've been playing clubs everywhere from California all the way to New York. So we've really kept the hammer down this year and are looking forward to keeping on doing that, man.
Well, the new CD again is Shake What God Gave You. And I had to let our Thunderheads know that it wasn't me that you were talking about doing the shaking.
It's everybody, man. You can shake it, everybody can shake it. We all got something out there to shake.
No. Silberto's not allowed to shake anything, not even a hand, no.
I just wanted to make sure, because since we talked the last time, and I did get word that your people did get the info from my people that I am no longer to be referred to as the fat guy, that I'm to be referred to as the larger one. So I know you're all covered on that, which is good. So if you're going to include me in any of your song lyrics, it will be the larger one, all right?
The larger one. Okay, yeah. Perfect. I'll adjust.
Yeah, I could see it now. Yeah, is that granddaddy and the larger one and me? And that would fit in. Hey, James, we've been getting a great response, not only to the new CD, but in particular, as we talked about, to the new song, and really to what the song is all about. We wish you all the best, and we are so excited that you are coming back to Thunder Country. You'll be at the far end of Thunder Country, being at the Chance in Poughkeepsie again. It's this Friday night. You can go to thechancetheater.com. Showtime is 7 o'clock. Tickets start at just $22.50, and you get a chance to experience what we had a chance to experience last year at Bethelwood Center for the Arts. And by the way, if you go to thunder102.com, the interview from last year is out there, the video of it. Plus, it's cool seeing you as one of our celebrity Thunderheads with your Thunderhead card. And again, congratulations on a great year on top of an already great year the year prior.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing y'all on Friday.
All right. And Thunderheads, as I got to say, at Bethelwood Center for the Arts, welcome to the Otto Show.
Thank you. That was like the best present I could have on a Tuesday morning.
James, get away quick. 7:21 now.
They're going to ban me on Friday night. I feel it.
Is he gone? Hold on. No, he's gone.